Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Have to forgive me, I'm a little bit under the weather this morning and struggling, but this morning we want to read some results for the book distribution marathon for the pleasure of the Lordship C.C. Rukmini Dwakadish, Jagannath Baladev, Srimati Subhadra, and C.C. Gauranitai. So, just wanted to kind of give a prerequisite that Srila Prabhupada was very much keen on book distribution. I'm sure most of you that have been here for any period of time realize that. And the purpose of the marathon is to just inspire the whole temple to come together and try to do some really nice preaching in the form of book distribution. Prabhupada has given many, many quotes in terms of how important this subject matter is. It is our real means of propaganda, marketing. It's how we meet the public all around the world. It has created, in terms of making devotees, it has been the number one marketing tool for making devotees, for coming to join Krishna consciousness. So it's been a very powerful tool, a very powerful aspect of our Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada has stated many, many times that this was his spiritual master desire, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He wanted Srila Prabhupada to preach this Krishna consciousness in the Western world, and he wanted him to do it by printing books. A very famous meeting, Radhakund, Prabhupada was there, his spiritual master, and there his Gurudev told him about how important this book distribution is. If you get money, just print books. So this was Srila Prabhupada's desire. Prabhupada himself even said that he came to America not necessarily just to make temples and things of that nature, but more to preach and distribute these literatures. That was his main purpose for coming to America. He never so much focused on building temples. As you know, in the short span that Prabhupada was in America, I don't think he even built a temple in America. We just had anything that the devotees could find in the city, like this church here, although it's very nice. Srila Prabhupada never really focused on building huge temples, but just simply maybe having a storefront or an old church. His main purpose was to distribute books, this knowledge. And you can see that there's a difference between what Prabhupada wanted and many other types of movements, as you might say. A lot of different movements didn't focus on books. They simply focused on acquiring large, huge sums of money and building monuments on behalf of themselves. But you can see Srila Prabhupada, that was not his focus. His focus was to distribute books, print books and distribute books. And he used to say that if we do this, we distribute these books profusely. Prabhupada said everything would come from that. And there's a lot to be said about that. That could be days and days of talking how and what book distribution has done for this society. When devotees joined in the early, late 60s, 70s, there was several different types of movements that were started at that time also. And you can see that most of those movements didn't have a foundation of knowledge, of books. It was simply on some particular personality, some persona. And you can see that those particular movements, they're practically nil. They're still existing. but not to the extent of the Krishna consciousness movement. By these books alone, there's been hundreds of temples opened around the world. Right now, there's probably about 400 centers in the world today of the Krishna consciousness movement. And this was because of this book distribution. And you can see, because of that, so many wonderful people have come to Krishna consciousness, and it's still growing. It hasn't finished at all. It's still growing like anything in different parts of the world. If you go to India, in India there's practically a temple popping up in every little village, town that you can practically go through. There is some devotee there or devotees, and they have some type of temple or storefront or something, or they're going to build a huge temple. So this has come about by this disseminating of this transcendental knowledge. That's the reason. You can see Prabhupada is no longer here physically, but there's more temples opening up without his presence here physically than when he was here physically. There's more temples coming up now more than ever. Quadruple coming up. So why is that? And it's because of these literatures, this knowledge of Krishna consciousness through these books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. That's the main reason. And we as disciples and grand disciples, we have to see that we need to maintain this activity. It's not that this was just some bygone activity in the 60s and 70s, but it's also activities of the future. We never should give up this distribution. And basically, what we want to do is just kind of reiterate that a little bit. At least once a year, we should be really focused on this activity and how important it is. It'll be interesting to note how many devotees from this point on in this Krishna conscious movement will really absorb themselves in this book distribution. How important will this be in the future of our society? It's a very interesting question. We see that in America today, there is some lack of that activity going on. There's a lack of enthusiasm, a lack of focus. Not that there's nothing going on, but it could be much more increased. So it's interesting to note, historically speaking, how this book distribution will transform or keep going in the future years of Krishna consciousness. Because we see that whatever has been accomplished up to this point has been because of this book distribution. It really has. So many people have received these books. They've become convinced about the science of Krishna consciousness. And from that, they start chanting Hare Krishna sincerely, endeavoring for initiation. So many wonderful things. Temples have started. We get letters in the BBT on a regular basis of somebody that has never, ever met a devotee in their life. But they received the book. And from that book, they chant 16 rounds, follow the four regulative principles, offer their food. These are the kind of effects that it has upon people. So we should see how and what we can do. Those of you that are like just now coming to Krishna consciousness, it is interesting how and what you'll do in the future to disseminate this knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. You know, here in New Dwarka, we do say a prayer in the morning to Sisi Rukmini Dwarkadish to send us some more Sankirtan devotees. And you can see Krishna has responded. Rukmini Dwarkadish have responded. You can count here. We have Bhakti Lloyd and Bhakti Eric and Bhakti Brian. You know, we have these devotees. How do they come? You know, this, we should see that this is not an accident. It's not that... the prayer actually works. This faith is very important. We need to have faith in this science of Krishna consciousness. If we have this faith, then it's a great motivator, a great inspiration for any of us. Prabhupada used to say that the only difference between a fool and a pure devotee is the level of faith. This is the difference. So we need to increase our faith, and when we pray to Rukmini Dwarkadish to send us some help so we can push on the Sankirtan movement, it should be for real. We should be very serious about this activity, because otherwise how will it go on? What will be the answer? Who has the answer? You know, that's the thing. Everybody has an idea, but who has an answer? And that answer, will it actually take effect? You know, just like so many people, they have so many ideas about what they think they should do, but when it comes down to it, who here can all of a sudden come up with an idea? Just for instance, if you think you want to help, can you come up with an idea that can make $10,000 a week tomorrow? Who can draw out a plan right now here sitting? Think of a plan and say, okay, I'm going to make a plan to make $10,000 a week, $40,000 a month to maintain a temple. Who can come up with something? Who has the ability or the desire, the motivation or the intelligence how to accomplish this? Very difficult. Very, almost impossible. You can see people in the world that are struggling simply to meet their rent. You know, someone is struggling to pay $700 a month rent or $1,000 a month rent. And practically all their energy is simply gone to doing that. Then, you know, 10 times that for a week just to see how to execute Krishna consciousness. And then you'll get an idea how serious we have to take this Krishna consciousness, especially in the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Not an easy thing. You can see how gut-wrenching it is just to come up with $1,000 for your rent. Because that month comes around very quickly. 30 days, you'd be surprised how fast 30 days come up. Those of you that have to pay your rent, you'll know that. You ask anybody out there. That 30 days rolls around really quick. And what to speak of accomplishing the feat of doing $10,000 a week. Can you imagine? So, Prabhupada gave us the answer. We have to preach. That's the answer. We have to become fully absorbed in preaching. Otherwise, how will Krishna consciousness go on in a scale that all of us will be very happy with? The level that we'll be very, you might say, proud of being a part of. How will we do it? So this is a big question. Prabhupada gave us the answer that this book distribution will give us the intelligence. That's what will happen. You'll get the motivation and the intelligence and the desire by taking hold of these literatures, reading them very nicely, studying them, and then profusely distributing them to thousands upon thousands of people. And then they'll come. Those individuals that have that kind of intelligence or that kind of motivation, they'll come and they'll actually keep this Krishna consciousness movement going. They'll come. And you'll see. This is how it goes on. This is the secret of success. If we stop this book distribution, and there'll be so many difficulties. There'll be so many problems. Because what will be our preaching effort? That's what Bhatta Saranta Maharaj said to Prabhupada, that he built that temple in Barg Bazaar. And there he said that people were simply fighting for the rooms. They were forgetting about preaching. They were simply fighting for a room in the temple, their own room. And they were forgetting about preaching. And Bhakti Saranta Maharaj said, let me take each piece of marble from that temple, take it down and sell it and print books. So these are very intense type of instructions for all of us. But really, if we want this movement to go on and we want Krishna consciousness to take hold in society, we need to really understand the importance of this book distribution, this distribution. We need to understand this. We can never let this go. Although it's a very difficult service. It is. It's a difficult service. We know that. But if we see that how important it is, then we'll support it in our particular way. The Sankirtan movement means all aspects. It means temple worship, deity worship. It means cooking for Krishna, deity worship. It means cleaning the temple. It means feeding the devotees. It means having relationships in terms of serving Krishna on all levels. And book distribution is one of those levels. Book distribution is one of those items which is important in the execution of a temple. Very important. And you can see that if we take up this science very nicely, it will please the Parampara, will please Srila Prabhupada, will please Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. And there's quotes here. I'm just going to read a few quotes. As Papa says, the distribution of books and magazines is our most important activity. Without books, our preaching has no solid basis. So that's important because people are out there mentally speculating all the time. There's so many mental speculators of what they think should be done, although they just come and they go. It's like the will of the wisp. But when we take up this book distribution, it's a real foundation. This is our foundation of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada says, anyone who makes a gift at this great work, Srimad Bhagavatam, on a full moon day, attains to the highest perfection of life by returning to Godhead. Just by distributing a book. I mean, how powerful, how important is that? Prabhupada would make a statement like that. When a statement is made by the pure devotee of the Lord, it's not whimsical. It's not there to just invoke your motivation to serve Him. But it's there to help us. You know, just by distributing one Bhagavatam on the full moon day, you're assured going back to Godhead. These aren't whimsical statements. Prabhupada says, the real preaching is selling books. You should know the tactic how to sell without irritating. What your lecture will do for 3 minutes. But if he reads one page, his life may be turned. We don't want to irritate anyone, however. If he goes away by your aggressive tactics, then you are nonsense and it is your failure. Neither you could sell a book, neither he would remain. But if he buys a book, that is the real successful preaching. These books and magazines are our most important propaganda weapons to defeat the ignorance of Maya's army. And the more we produce such literature and sell them profusely all over the world, the more we shall deliver the world from the suicide course. So your work is the most important preaching work. May Krishna bless you more and more. Thank you for helping me in this way. Well, these are just some pretty powerful quotes by Srila Prabhupada concerning this science. If he buys one book, his life may be turned. That is best preaching work. So it goes on and on and on like that, but I'll read a couple of more. Prabhupada says, I have no personal qualification, but I simply try to satisfy my guru. That's all. My Guru Maharaj asked me that if you get some money, you print books. So there was a private meeting, talking, some of my important God brothers also there. It was in Radhakund. So Guru Maharaj was speaking to me that, quote, since we have got this Bhag Bazar marble temple, there has been so many dissensions and everyone's thinking who will occupy this room or that room, that room. I wish, therefore, to sell this temple and the marble and print some books, end of quote. Yes. So I took up this from his mouth, that he is very fond of books. And he told me personally that, quote, if you get some money, print books. Therefore, I am stressing on this point. Where is book? Where is book? Where is book? So kindly help me. This is my request. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the whole world. Then Krishna consciousness movement will automatically increase. So this is Srila Prabhupada speaking very intense words about this book distribution. Prabhupada says, simply read my books and repeat what I have written, then your preaching will be perfect. So when I was reading these things this morning, I was thinking that this is really the glory of New Dwarka. We have so much opulence here. in so many ways. Sometimes people come from different temples and they see the opulence in Udvarka and they wonder why. What is the basis of this opulence? And really the basis of it is because Udvarka for the last 25 years, you know, has been the number one book distribution temple in America by thousands and thousands of books upon thousands. And that is the real success of Udvarka. From that, everything has come. Whatever you see here has come from that. And if we maintain that desire, that understanding, if we don't deviate from that, there's as many things that are going on. There's no question. It's not unusual for me to receive practically a, let's do this, let's do that. Let's do this, let's do that. But very rarely do I have someone that comes up to me and says, can we do some more book distribution? Very rarely. But everything outside of that is daily requests. So these daily requests, they can be satisfied if we keep in mind the purpose of what we're doing everything for, and that is to spread Krishna consciousness. And the perfect way, as we read here, our preaching can become perfect if we read Prabhupada's books and we repeat what we've read. So if we repeat it nicely, this is called pure preaching. I would say our preaching is a very important function. And Prabhupada has given so many statements, and I'll read one last one. This, our book distribution, is the most important task in our society. Therefore, I am giving so much stress, and I am working so hard on this, because this is my life and soul, according to the order of my Guru Maharaj. And by his grace, it is to some extent successful. And I took it seriously. I take it seriously still now. That is my life and soul. I never tried in India to construct big temples, or even in your country, we didn't. I never tried, but I was selling personally books. That is the history. And this is Srila Prabhupada. This is our Guru Maharaj, and those of us that are his disciples, you know, it's our duty to constantly remind the new devotees, the younger devotees, the new generation of devotees, the importance of this science of book distribution. It's imperative for us that we press this. And sometimes when we do this, we offend people. You know, that's unfortunate. It's not intended to offend anyone. It's not meant to offend you or anyone. But it's simply meant to stress the importance of this science of Krishna consciousness. It's imperative. And because of our impure state, you know, because we have so many material desires and aspirations, sometimes these words don't come out very nicely. They come out distorted somehow or other. But it was never meant for that. Prabhupada never said these things to create a problem or a dissension within Krishna consciousness. That's not why he made these statements. These statements were genuine statements from him, from his heart, because he took the order of his Guru Maharaj sincerely. And that's why he gave it to us sincerely. And it's imperative for us that are disciples of Srila Prabhupada to also give that message, not with a desire to create some problem or difficulty in your life or to put you in some anxiety or stressful condition of life. That is not what it's meant for. It's simply meant for us to not forget what the importance of this book distribution is. And that's why we do this marathon every year, Srila Prabhupada Marathon. And it's there to help us remind each other how important it is to disseminate this knowledge of Krishna consciousness. And, you know, we said this many times, but, you know, just like Prabhupada himself said that the communists, they never stepped foot in India. I thought this was an amazing quote by Prabhupada. It's incredible. Prabhupada said that the communists never stepped foot in India. What they did is they simply produced some pamphlets, And then they distributed these pamphlets. And he said that they dropped them from airplanes. Oh, that was amazing. This is how intelligent they were. They just took these pamphlets and just profusely dropped them everywhere. And just from these pamphlets, parts of India took up this communism. Amazing. So this is our duty. At least we should make it a part of our life to some extent, that we should distribute as many books as possible. And if we do that, then Krishna will be satisfied, because you're glorifying his transcendental qualities and attributes, pastimes. And then, of course, the spiritual master will be satisfied. Like Prabhupada would be very satisfied. And what to speak of Srila Bhakti Saranta Maharaj, who will even be more satisfied. Because the grandfather, and the grandfather is very happy for the grandchildren. I'm a grandfather, so I can say that with some serious experience. That grandchildren, you have a special spot in your heart for grandchildren. They can do no wrong, literally, no wrong. So you see how Srila Bhakti Saranta Maharaj is, how satisfied is he that if we take up this science of book distribution and make it our heart and soul, we'll get the blessings. And if you get the blessings of a pure devotee of the Lord, how can you go wrong? Wouldn't it be amazing if some of you were able, even for myself, if Prabhupada was here and he just blessed you? He says, yes, my dear son or my dear daughter, I bless you that you go back home, back to Godhead. I mean, would you take that serious? Would you think that that's like just something he says? How serious would we take that? So Srila Prabhupada said that there's two ways to associate with him. One is Vapu, which is the physical form. The other is Vani, the instruction. And Prabhupada said of the two, the Vani, the instruction, this is the most important way to associate with the pure devotee of the Lord. By the instruction. You associate with that instruction, you follow it sincerely, focused, you're blessed. What is your blessing? You will go back home, back to Godhead. This is the blessing. You'll leave this material world, never come back again. So this is a pretty strong language. And we have to have faith. We have to have this faith in the instruction, in the word of a pure devotee. And we should do our little part. It's not everybody needs to be a Maharati. You have to be some big Maharati and distribute tens of thousands of books. There's some that do that, fine. But even if you distribute one book, that's something. You're making a sincere desire and endeavor. So start with one and then go up to 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, whatever your capacity is. But the point being is we should always be focused how important this science is and never let it slip through our fingers and not become disturbed because someone speaks about this activity and become upset. And this is not competition. This is not about competition because someone speaks about book distribution that they're trying to compete with deity worship, or compete with Harinam, or compete with the Govinda's buffet. This is not competition. This is all one for the service of Rukmini Dwarkadish. It's no competitive thing here. We're not trying to wipe out somebody else. Let me, you know, preach about book distribution, wipe out all the, you know, pujaris, put them in their place, that they're just some neophytes. This is not proper. This is not the proper frame of mind. Proper frame of mind is that we see that there's different activities in the temple meant for preaching. And we need deity worship. Otherwise, who would come here for Mangal Arti? Although we have had very few people coming these days. But just to think, if we didn't have this altar and deities, Who would want to come here for Mangal Arati? What would you look at each other? We can look at each other, I guess. But you can see, what would we come here for? What would be the basis of this hall here? We wouldn't see any need for it. But we have the deities here. They're essential for our future growth. To understand that Krishna is a person, the Supreme Lord, and that service to the deities is essential for our benefit. So that we can understand that Krishna is a person. So it's essential. You know, is this competition between book distribution and the buffet? What is that? What? Or the kitchen? They're my servants or something. It's not, or even competition for Harinam. This is not about that. Not at all. This is about just trying to understand how to spread Krishna consciousness in all aspects. That it's all necessary. And it's all transcendental. Okay? All right. Thank you for bearing with me today. So, I'd like to read some results for the marathon. Just take about 5 minutes, very quickly. And, you know, we had our Srila Prabhupada marathon, and it was very, very nice. I wish my voice was a little bit better, and I could really, like, speak stronger, but I can't. Somehow I'm having a problem. But we did have about 45 devotees went out for the Prabhupada marathon. And, of course, we had a lot of devotees. A lot of those devotees went out on World Enlightenment Day on the 17th of December. But what we'd like to do is just kind of announce what we did between December 1st and December 31st. And we had, as I said, 45 devotees went out. I'd like to just kind of maybe go through at least the top, you know, 15 or so, like that. Just kind of run it through real quickly. The Temple Bhajan Band did 208 Mahabig and 840 Lakshmi points. Bhatti Eric, 536 small and 19 medium, 56 big, 305 Mahabig and 908 Lakshmi points. Dhruta Karma Prabhu, 480 Mahabig and 1,200 Lakshmi points. Omkar Das, 1 medium, 51 big, 783 Mahabig and 1,338 Lakshmi points. Sachi Dulal Das, 268 small, 44 medium, 59 big, 222 Mahabig and 2,304 Lakshmi points. Sachi Tanoy Das, 542 small, 634 big, 64 Mahabig, 2,365 Lakshmi points. Gaura Chandra Das, 24 medium, 504 big, 530 Mahabig, and 2,391 Lakshmi points. Bhatti Josh, 515 small, 27 medium, 139 big, 422 Mahabig, 2,400 Lakshmi points. Yaso Dave, 10 medium, 106 big, 1,173 Mahabig, and 2,541 Lakshmi points. Radharani Dasi, 13 magazine, 633 small, 285 medium, 10 Mahabig, 2,787 Lakshmi points. Prem Sankirtan Das, 1,054 small, 268 big, 456 Mahabig, and 3,000 Lakshmi points. Brigupati Das, 777 small, 397 big, 569 Mahabig, and 5,507 Lakshmi points. And Shastakrit Das, 40 small, 4,191 Mahabig, and 6,325 Lakshmi points. The total for the month was 13 magazines, 7,528 small, 1,540 medium, 4,824 big, and 13,444 maha big books. So that surpassed our desire of 10,000 maha big books. So, and the total collection was for that month only was 47,300 Lakshmi points. So we were able to give quite a bit to the book trust this month, in the month of December. So far we gave 50,000 Lakshmi points to the BBT just for the month of December. That was better than last year. I think last year we gave about 35, something like that. So we surpassed last year with fewer devotees going out. And it seems that Krishna Rukmini Dwarkadish really gave us some mercy. How it came about, I don't even know. I have no idea. But somehow it happened. So the devotees were very, very nice, very fired up. And it showed by this activity. You know, Brigupati and Prem Sankirtan, they were in Florida, and it was a struggle from the very beginning to this end. They struggled and fought hard and just went out. Brigupati Prabhu, he had to get on a bus, you know, a city bus to go to his park, to his spot for distribution. They refused to lease a car because they weren't making enough Lakshmi to pay for a rental. So instead, they did the austerity of getting on a bus with a, you know, with one of their little rolling bags, and then get to their spot. And if they get kicked out, they hop on another bus and go to another place. So this is determination. By their sacrifice here in New Dwarka, we were able to do something very nice. And also Prem Sankirtan, same thing. He got on a bus, went to his spot. And they did very good, considering the circumstances. Very tough situation. And it was in a foreign area. They, you know, they never distributed in the streets of Miami. They'd never done that before. Just by their sheer desire, by their will, they were able to do this because it was Srila Prabhupada's marathon. It was pretty ecstatic. All right, we're going to... I'd like to just recognize something, too. We have Advaita Chandra and Sita Takarani Dasi. They're our Shastra Dan for New Dwarka Dan. And they're working pretty good as a team. For the December marathon, they did altogether 676 maha big, 6 big, 466 medium, 795 small, with a total of 1,943 books. I don't have an actual Lakshmi count, but they did quite good on their Lakshmi also. But that was just something. And for the year, they did huge. They did 833 maha big, 104 big, 3,655 medium, 6,160 small. And their total books for the year, 10,752 books. Yeah. And that's just like, you know, Advaita Chandra, I believe he works for Boeing. You know, he works a good 40, 50 hours a week. So this was in between that time. Him and his wife together would distribute these books. So you can see that they really got into it. And they're improving every year. Every year they're increasing and increasing. Yeah. Kind of, but they also hooked up with Mahatattva. Yeah, they did. They would do that, as you said. It did start on that level, and then it expanded into the racks, which they're still maintaining. And they're one of the few devotees in America that I know that still maintains this rack, this Shastradan rack in different places. And they come in, get their supply of books, and put them in the racks, and this is their distribution. And they've been quite successful, as you can see. And people are giving donations in the racks, plus they use their money to pay for the books, to buy the books. So very, very dedicated. And they're a nice example for us to follow. Okay, so we'll read a little something from 2011 for the year. So I'll read again just some highlights. So bear with me just very quickly. If it can be that way, I guess. So we had... Gaudiya Chandra, 24 medium, 504 big, 530 maha big, and 2,391 Lakshmi points. Govinda's gifts, 460 small, 2,060 medium, 30 big, 109 maha big, 2,404 Lakshmi points. Sachi Dulal, 292 smalls, 47 medium, 59 big, 238 maha big, 2,523 Lakshmi points. And these devotees, they're just like part-time. They're not like every day going out. This is just part-time devotees here. And Bhakti Eric, who's new, did 1,821 small, 30 medium, 247 big, 1,009 maha big, and 3,310 Lakshmi points. He even made a profit. It's not like he gave them away. He actually did good. Very good. And then we have Temple Bhajan Band, 2,390 small, 208 medium, 171 big, 240 maha big, 3,653 Lakshmi points. Govinda Dattas, 60 magazines, 990 small, 128 medium, 47 big, 283 maha big, 5,066 Lakshmi points. Bhakti Josh, 1,244 small, 42 medium, 329 big, 923 maha big, and 5,541 Lakshmi points. Wow. Great. Radharani Dasi, 280 magazines, 1,332 small, 686 medium, 14 maha big, 5,778 Lakshmi points. Yasodev Das, 103 small, 102 medium, 1,285 big, 1,459 maha big, and 8,100 Lakshmi points. Sachi Tanoi Das, 4,067 small, 22 medium, 6,229 big, 418 maha big, and 23,627 Lakshmi points. Not bad. Very good. Very nice. Prem Sankirtan Das, 11,563 small, 151 medium, 4,779 big, 3,150 maha big, and 29,400 Lakshmi points. Shastakrit Das, 11 magazines, 1,849 small, 531 medium, 1,060 big, 10,036 maha big books, and 6 sets of books, and 31,498 Lakshmi points. And then there's Brigopati Das, 24 magazines, 9,705 small, 351 medium, 7,483 big, and 6,993 maha big, and 69,883 Lakshmi points. That's like phenomenal. I mean, like 69,000. I mean, there's people out there that are working like crazy and not making that kind of money. Yeah, and he's 60 years old. This is Brigopati, hits the streets and the road and $70,000 in book distribution. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we'll read the total for the year. Wow, there's some numbers missing here, I think. Okay. Yeah. I guess so. Oh, here it is. That's right. Okay. Sorry. So distributed, books distributed for Los Angeles ISKCON. 80,439 small. 20,871 medium. 28,374 big. 30,353 maha big books. The total is 160,037 total literatures distributed. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And approximately 120,000 book points. Amazing. Huge. And the smoke still hasn't cleared in terms of what we give to the BBT. But it looks like we matched last year, which is really good considering the circumstances. So it was practically the same. I think last year, 2010, I think we gave 220,500. And it looks like this year, it'll be about the same, 220,751. Haribo. And I should mention that, you know, in order for us to do this kind of book distribution, we do need a lot of support and help. And it did come via the gift shop and the buffet. These two entities, they were able to give the temple for its overhead and help maintain the temple with 232,000 Lakshmi points. Yeah. So they're also helping in terms of book distribution so that we don't have to worry. And it's amazing how Krishna arranges it that if you don't worry about these things so much, somehow or other it comes. We're seeing that here in New Dwarka for year after year after year. It's not an accident. The devotees here are very sincere and dedicated in their preaching efforts, and the results are there. You can just see by the results. And we've been very fortunate that in distribution of literatures on a world scale, Los Angeles Temple has always been fortunate enough to be at least in the top 10 in book distribution, which is really amazing. I mean, and we've been keeping that particular status quo for 25 years. I know as long as I've been here, we've been always in the top in the world. So we should give ourselves a big Hari Bo. And it is by the efforts of everyone, the DD program, you know, gift shop, the restaurant, the membership. We can see that all these are coming together, and they're needed. They're all needed. There's nothing that we don't need. We need all of it in order to be able to execute this desire of Srila Prabhupada to distribute his books in profuse quantities. So we should all see that we're a team together. This is not a competitive thing. It's not about competition. It's about assisting each other in order to help Srila Prabhupada spread his message through the book distribution program. So let's look at all these different departments as being part of that particular equation, that they're not something that should be excluded or seen in a negative fashion, but that they're there to assist. And it's proven. You can see the deity program is beautiful. It inspires people to come and give donations. So many people come to the restaurant. So many people come to the gift shop. They spend their hard-earned money. And that Lakshmi is being utilized 100% for spreading the message of Krishna consciousness. So please see things in that perspective. All right? Thank you for your patience. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Bol.